You're listening to Morning Edition. This is WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. March is Women's History Month. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to help you factor that into your plans and can tell us about some other events for us to consider this weekend. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer.
We have so much history to celebrate. What's on tap for International Women's Day Friday?
Well, the Asian Arts Initiative is hosting an International Women's Day celebration in what they are calling an inclusive and safer space. The event starts at 6, and it includes food, music, as well as everything from a home ownership seminar to a tarot card reading. Nobody is going to be turned away if they can't pay.
That's always wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We've got another celebration of Women's History Month at the Rotunda in West Philadelphia.
Somebody come for me now.
The 19th annual Woman Fest is Sunday, and it features performances from several local female musicians and female-fronted bands. It's from 6 to 11 p.m., and it's free also.
Tanya, what do music lovers have to look forward to this weekend?
Deadheads, I've got great news for you. Longtime Grateful Dead guitarist Bob Weir is in town with the Wolf Brothers. Now, nothing can bring back the dead, pun intended, but Weir and his band have been touring the country with their own songs and some dead classics. They're at the Met Philadelphia on Friday at 7:30. And for those who love 90s R&B like I do, we've got Tony at the Keswick Theater in Glenside on Saturday night. They are without Raphael Sadiq, who left the band some years back, but they have a capable replacement in Amara Khalil. They're coming with Jody Watley, who'll be performing her big hits.
She won a Grammy, I think, many years ago. Best New Artist. I love that song.
Yeah, she did.
Tell us about some theater this week.
Princeton is putting on a production of The Odyssey at the Berlin Theater. The student production remixes the Homer classic via the New York Public Theater adaptation. So it incorporates dance and music and uses both community and campus organizations to do so. It's not your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother's Homer.
And when I was reading Homer, there was no song and dance back at the time.
Homer, our homie.
Yeah. Tanya, occasionally you tell us about events for foodies, and they can get all excited. Is there anything on tap for them?
Yes, absolutely. In your home state of Delaware, we have the Chocolate Festival. The 29th annual is at the Atlantic Sands Hotel on Saturday. It's a chocolate competition, which means you can taste all the entries before they judge a winner. That's my kind of event.
Insert Tanya Pendleton. She loves chocolate.
I love chocolate, but maybe not as much as Eric Clapton does. George Harrison of the Beatles wrote the song Savoy Truffle for him because of his love of chocolate. It's a great song off the Beatles' White Album.
Deja vu. I heard bagpipes last week. I hear bagpipes once again. What's going on with the bagpipes?
The bagpipes are back, and you know what that means, Jennifer. It means that Philly's annual St. Patrick's Day parade is happening this weekend. They've been putting this parade on since, wait for it, 1771. That's before they signed the Declaration of Independence. It's happening Sunday. Rain, snow, bitter cold, or shine. It starts at 11 a.m. It's on JFK Boulevard. And let me tell you a little secret. They're broadcasting it live as well, so you can always watch from your couch. And I'm not going to tell anybody if you do.
Okay. Well, when I last checked, St. Patrick's Day is always March 17th.
You know, this holiday seems to have a lot of flexibility because it just keeps going on and on. They celebrate it every week of the March.
It seems that way. Tanya, for more details on this week's events, where should we all go?
WHYY.org/things to do, where you can find all the info on these events and more, including where orchid lovers can see the beautiful blooms through the month of March and how and where you can see the Broadway Smash Rent. We've got an insider tip on where it's playing and how you can get a really great discount. So make sure to check that out online.
Well, I'm sticking with you with insider tips and everything. Thank you so
much,
Tanya.
Absolutely. Thank you.